Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And, again, you can bring up whatever you want. That is the point of this program. We're going to start things out this hour by telling you about a 10-year-old boy who has decided to stop reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, it's not because he found out the truth behind the Pledge of Allegiance, that the fact is that it was written by a National Socialist man named Francis Bellamy back in the late 1800s for the purposes of indoctrinating the youth of America and also selling flags, because Francis was a flag salesman. So it's not because of that, but nonetheless, somebody who's decided to break away from tradition, to break away from this thing that all young people in government schools across America are expected to participate in. What's his reasoning, Mark?
This here's from the Ross story. 10-year-old Will Phillips may just have become the new cause célèbre, whatever, of the gay rights movement. It all started when he refused to say the Pledge of Allegiance in West Fork, Arkansas. In an elementary school there.
In the Bible Belt.
Yep. Speaking to CNN's John Roberts on Monday, Will said he remained seated 4 straight days while his classmates repeated the words, "with liberty and justice for all."
Not even standing for it either.
"I was analyzing the meanings of it because I want to be a lawyer," he said.
Oh, God.
"There isn't really liberty and justice for all. There's gays and lesbians can't marry. There's gays and lesbians can't marry. There's still a lot of racism and sexism in the world." Yeah, of course, that's the world isn't America. But whatever, Will, you're 10. Eventually, the substitute teacher started giving Will grief over his refusal to repeat the words. "What did you say to that teacher?" Roberts asked on the CNN here. And it says, eventually,
"I told him to go to hell."
"I eventually, very solemnly, with a little bit of malice in my voice, said, 'Ma'am, with all due respect, you can go jump off a bridge.'" Good heavens.
No, really?
That's
really
what it says here. I'm not making it up.
Wow. See,
whoa.
Yeah, I'm impressed that kids are always shocking me. I mean, he knows the words malice and solemn.
Fresh little kid.
Yeah, very fresh. Seated next to his boy, his father covered his face, smiling. Jay Phillips told King that he thought his son was dead for rebelling against in such a manner. However, when I got home and talked to him, the more I heard from him, the more I became apparent that this wasn't a typical act of juvenile delinquency. This was a very atypical act of juvenile delinquency.
He's very thoughtful about this.
Yeah, he sat for 4 days and took the brunt of the criticism. His father added that Will apologized in writing to the teacher. "I've grown up with many people who are gay," Will explained. "I think that they should have the rights all people should, and I'm not going to swear that they do." He said that others at school did not react well to his principled stance. "They've taken, from what I said, the assumption that I'm gay. In the halls, in the cafeteria, I've been repeatedly called gay wad." A gay wad? Asked Roberts. "What's a gay wad?" "I really don't know," Will said. "It's a discriminatory name for homosexuals." Kids, quite something. The video is from CNN's Morning America, and it's right here. But you know, I don't know if it's the most refined reasoning, but he's 10, and I can only applaud the kid.
Well, he's picked something. I mean, like you say, he's 10, so he probably isn't aware of all of the depredations of the state at this point. I mean, I didn't know about hardly anything that the state did at age 10. I probably didn't even know what the state was. I mean, I knew that there was government. I probably was aware of that to some extent, but I certainly didn't know that they were locking up people, a million Americans a year for drug possession, that there were all kinds of asinine laws. Last night on the show we talked about in Palm Beach County, Florida, they're looking at Jupiter specifically. They're looking at raising the fine, the daily fine that you can get for having your grass growing too tall, from $250 a day to $1,000 a day.
Because that's important.
Right. Well, you know, these are things that you just don't know about when you're 10 years old. So that Will here knows about one thing is pretty darn good, I think. And I would say that he's taken a fairly principled position on this. I mean, he doesn't have any guiding principles beyond that he thinks this is wrong. And good for him for standing up for what he believes in this case.
You know, and I guess it takes the first little step, and he's going to like he says, he's going to deal with a lot of grief over this because
a lot of peer pressure.
You're dealing with two very sacred cows, which is patriotism, and in when it comes to young men. Their gayness or masculinity and all that stuff. There was a time in my life when I considered being called gay to be just a terrible insult.
No,
it was awful. I would want to fight and have over that particular epithet. Mm-hmm. And now I just think it's funny. But this kid is taking some grief, I'm sure, and it can't be very nice.
Well, good for him too. I mean, that like you say, that can't be easy. But if anything, he seems to have risen above it already. It seems to be rolling off him off a duck's back.
I hope it is.
Just the way he's talking about it. I mean, what was the statement that he made about the insults? I mean, it was fairly a very intelligent sounding statement.
Yeah, he says they've taken what the assumption is that I'm gay in the halls of the cafeteria. They repeatedly called me a gay wad. And Roberts asks, "What's a gay wad?" He says, "I really don't know. It's a discriminatory name for homosexuals."
I mean, that sentence right there tells me that this guy is well aware that these kids are just a bunch of punks and that it's no big deal. Like he understands.
But those are the punks that he goes to school with, and that makes it tough, Ian. And you know it is.
Well, as long as they're not beating him up. You know, sticks and stones, words can never hurt me, that whole thing. Go ahead, call me whatever you want. That's fine.
It's a tough position to be in public school.
We better go to karate school or something.
Well, it's all the more heroic then, from my perspective, as far as what he's doing.
Heroic, yes.
That he's willing to put up with that kind of discrimination in order to stand up for what he believes in. Good for him. More Americans should be like him. More Americans should have the level of principle that this 10-year-old does. 800-259-9231, unscreened call on the amp line. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
This is the Christian Anarchist.
Hey, Gene, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, earlier I heard you guys talking about aliens. I call them AK-AKs from the movie Mars Attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to put my two cents worth in because the third guy there, what's his name?
Wayne,
that's it. Hi, Wayne. You said something to the effect of, how can anybody possibly believe that there wouldn't be aliens since there's so many planets and yada, yada, yada. So whenever somebody puts a challenge out like that, I got to jump on the bandwagon.
Does that mean?
I don't believe there are any other aliens, and I think I'm a fairly logical thinking person.
All right, lay it out, Gene.
Yeah, lay it out. We want to hear it, Gene.
Well, the chances of, I mean, if you believe in evolution, which of course I don't, but that doesn't negate the fact that God could have created life on other planets.
Sure.
Well, could have.
Exactly.
And
that's my thinking.
And if he did, I don't know. But I certainly believe that there is no life on any other planet simply because if it evolved, if you believe in evolution, the chances of life evolving are so small and so slim that in the laboratory, or if you try to generate amino acids, that's the best they could do. You know, people say life has been generated in the laboratory. No, it hasn't. The best they've done is make some complex amino acids. And even at that, if you look at the experiments, it's something that could never be duplicated in nature. So all they've ever been able to prove is that some amino acids can be made. But if you were to take and mathematically lay out the possibilities of something like that occurring, the possibilities are so slim, it's like one in a... more than the atoms of the universe.
That's
so
nonsense. Come on. I mean, that more than the atoms in the universe? Are you kidding me? The universe is infinite and continually expanding from what we can understand, so the odds would seem to be quite good to me.
All they would have to do is be a planet that could support life, that had oxygen, that had the building blocks to support life. And
they found water on Mars, didn't they?
Yeah, and the moon. They bombed the moon about a month ago,
first
too,
of all,
and they found water there.
They didn't find water on the moon. Will you guys read the fine print of these articles?
Was it ice?
Reading the headlines?
No.
They bombed the damn moon.
They did find water on Mars.
They bombed the moon, and they found nothing, and they didn't find anything on Mars either, as far as that goes. They found some complex... I think you got to read the fine print.
You're saying they didn't find water on Mars? Is that what you're claiming here, Gene?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying what they found is an indication that there may be water on Mars. You got to read the fine print.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Gene says it's impossible by the odds that there's life in the universe. Come on now. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, Military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, the Free Talk Live website is free, and it does include the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with a lack of freedom where you live and tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project, as we've all done, and we've all actually made the move already to New Hampshire, at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're going to get back right into your calls here in a moment. But first, just want to comment a little further on what Gene had said. First of all, he claimed that if we would just read the stories a little further, rather than just read the headlines, we would find out that there is not, he claims, any water on Mars. But a quick search reveals that space.com says there is. Scientists said they have found proof of water ice on Mars away from the polar ice caps, a discovery made by NASA's Phoenix Mars lander. And it goes on to say that essentially what happened was they took photos of a ditch that it had dug 4 days before. Scientists noticed about 8 small crumbs of bright material had disappeared. They concluded those crumbs had been water ice buried under a thin layer of dirt that vaporized when Phoenix exposed them to the air.
So then what Gene's saying is true. They haven't found the water. They are concluding that they found the water.
Well, it says there are polar ice caps on Mars as well. Is that true?
Currently, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you that the guy off NPR said that when they blew holes in the moon here recently, that they found a great deal of water. So, yeah. I don't know. But I also
sounds like
hesitate,
Gene's a denier to me.
I also hesitate to deny what Gene says if because he's likely read this stuff.
Doesn't Gene also believe that the moon landing was faked?
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't have him here to ask him that one. It's probably not fair of me to bring it up in the first place. But nonetheless, right here, space.com saying water's on Mars. So sorry, Gene, you're wrong about that. And in addition, he was talking about how he believes there are astronomical odds that life could have started elsewhere in the universe. And he made some reference to a big number, like a 1 in X chance, a very large X. And he thought about he used some sort of terminology like the amount of atoms in the universe. There's a lesser chance than the entire atoms, the count of atoms in the universe. And according to the Jefferson Lab at Answers.com, an average 150-pound person has 7 times 10 to the 27th atoms in their body. That's 7 followed by 27 zeros. The number of stars in the universe, which is estimated at 10 times 10 to the 21, or 10 followed by 21 zeros. So you can see, according to this, at least there are more atoms in your body than there are stars in the universe. I mean, to suggest that the odds are against life being out in the universe somewhere, I think is ludicrous.
That does seem unlikely to me. However, I think that when dealing with Gene, I would prefer to have him here when we're talking about these subjects.
Right. Well, I'm just addressing what he said after the fact, because we've got to go to some more calls. And we're going to start with, I think Ron is with us in Louisiana. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, very interesting story this evening, gentlemen.
Thanks, Ron. What's on your mind tonight?
It's always interesting. You never know what's going to come up on your program. To make a quick comment on the boy, the 10-year-old, it's pretty unusual. In fact, it's probably impossible that he made that decision on his own. He probably has some kind of handler that was behind that situation. But anyway, that's not what I call it.
I almost feel that same way, but
who decided to not speak the pledge until gay people are given the right to marry.
Yeah, we were all 10, and we damn sure didn't think about anything like that.
Yeah, I like football.
It could have been a lesson, or maybe a teacher talked about that issue and
was
upset about it, and then he did what he did because of that.
Well, wait a minute. Anyway, hold on a second. When you say he had a handler, I mean, you mean his parents? Odds are good that most parents...
I have no idea. It just looked like somebody put him up to it. Let's put it that way. Whether it was his parents, his teacher, or whatever.
Well, that's okay. That's what parents do, is they indoctrinate their kids to a certain belief system, most parents do. Some parents kind of let their kids go and figure things out on their own, but it's kind of typical that kids have handlers.
Well, when I said handler, I meant somebody behind him, giving him this information and these ideas to do this.
Good for them.
Basically. But anyway, that's really not what I called. I called about the man that talked about the scriptures. I've been studying them for 55 years. And then, of course, I had 20 years of teaching prior to that in the churches. And as I studied the Bible, the more I studied it, the more it didn't make sense. And I was always the kind of a person that it had to make sense to me, or I couldn't accept it. Even when I was 4 years old, my parents would tell me something. I'd say, why? Mm-hmm. I wanted to know why. It had to make sense to me.
Because we said so, son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's basically what these churches would tell you when I'd ask why about stuff. They'd say, well, that's just, you know, that's what it says.
Yep, I never got good answers either when I was a kid, and that's why I, at that time, became an atheist. I've now become a pantheist, but I share exactly where you're coming from. I know.
Well, I'm not an atheist now. I'm a believer, but I realize that these churches teach a bunch of fables. For one thing, the Bible is not the history of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the history, basic history of the Adamic race. Tens of thousands, 100,000 years of man on the earth prior to that time. And the Bible doesn't say that was a... It said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was the first verse. And then there's a great, vast time that passed up before he placed Adam and Eve in the garden.
Yes, one would imagine.
There was a lot, and just like the flood you talked about, the flood did not cover the whole world. See, I started going back to the Hebrew on every word, on every verse. That's how I dug into this thing.
It's a lot of studying.
Found out that they were talking about the flood covered the ground, not the earth.
Right, their world.
They lived in an area that was a big valley that was like 400 miles wide and 600 miles the other way, and there was a flood in that area. You fill that up to wipe out the Nephilim or the fallen angels and their brood, you see.
These are the giants, right?
The bloodline. And the reason he saved Noah is because him and his family were the only ones left that hadn't been tainted by this Nephilim blood. That's the reason he saved him and then started the...
So you believe that...
So how big were these Nephilim?
Well, the Bible doesn't say, but they were mighty, mighty men, mighty big. You know, they were big. And the Bible says that the sons of God, referring to them, saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and took them to wives, in other words, forced them to be their wives, and raised up children. And so...
So it sounds to me like you believe some of the story, but not all the details.
Well, it's been misinterpreted, and they just don't know what they're talking about in these churches, and that's why I got out. I believe in the scriptures now.
I think you got to make your own decisions. I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I still think most of the stories are just stories. Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they include the chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com and get interactive with some of our listeners during the show or after the show. It's open 24 hours a day. Best time is during the show, and it's free, of course, at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
If you hate making those extra trips to carry in the groceries, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totosack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Just go to Totosack.com. That's TOTASAK.com and get a family pack today. It's Totosack. They carry more than you can, a lot more. And they have a special Christmas offer going on where if you buy two family packs, they'll ship the one for free to wherever in the United States you want to. So it's an easy way to take care of some Christmas shopping. Totosack.com.
Excellent. We continue with your phone calls to Errol in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Errol? Errol?
It's Eric.
Eric, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
I had two questions, but first I wanted to comment on the evolution talk.
Sure.
And the chances of life happening are extremely high, and I have heard that it's one over the amount of atoms in the universe.
Wouldn't that be extremely low? The chances would be extremely low, not high?
Well, extremely low, sorry.
Okay.
But that actually doesn't really mean much, because, like, chances of, like, 1 in 300 million happen at least once in the United States every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's a misconception of probability. My questions were, about the free market society, is how do you prevent, another government to just pop up?
That's a good question. I guess if people wanted to have a coercive monopoly on violence, they would be able to have one. I think that the voluntary society I like to talk about on this show, and I'm a voluntarist, that means that I believe that human beings should interact with one another on a consensual basis, and I think that's how most people interact, and I think that we just need to extend that out to the concept of governments. So in order to get to that voluntary society, we'd have to have people coming to understand why that's beneficial. If you can't convince people to go voluntary in the first place, then, well, you're never going to get there. So you'd have to convince people of the benefits to humans interacting voluntarily, and then hopefully they would see all of the wonderful, you know, as we're promising, all of the great things that the marketplace would be able to provide. They would see all of those things start to come to fruition, and why on earth would they want to go back to coercion? I mean, it's like, you know, do you want to go back to chattel slavery? Most people would say no, because they've come to the conclusion that it's a real bad idea, and it's inhumane, and it's something that most people look back on and say, my goodness, how could we have done something like that to our fellow man? What were those people back then thinking? Well, and I think the same thing will happen when the voluntary society is achieved. Down the line, people are going to look back and say, what were people thinking with these governments? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, but do you really think it went away, or did it just change form? I think today it's become more covert, whereas way back then it was more out in the open. Aren't we slaves now? Aren't we chattel?
Yes. Well, no, we're not in the same manner, though.
Right.
It's not as blatant. It's not as restricted. The slavery today, you have more options. You have more choice. You have more ability to select the plantation that you're slaving on.
Yeah.
But it's not as overt. You're right, Wayne. It has changed forms. It's become more subtle. That is all true. But it doesn't negate the point that I'm making, that in people's minds, chattel slavery has gone away. That form of slavery has gone away. The direct enslavement of man has pretty much disappeared from this society. It's still in existence around the world. Don't get me wrong, chattel slavery still exists worldwide.
It still exists in America in some places. You know, you'll hear stories,
things like that.
Well, you'll hear stories now and then. And by and large, the way it is, you know, basically through the immigration laws, they scare the bejesus out of people that are you know, brought over here illegally, and then say, hey, if you escape, the cops will get you.
Sure. Yes, it does still exist, but mostly when you talk to people,
yes.
Abhorred. Right. Most people would say, my goodness, I would never engage in something like that personally, and I don't think you could persuade them back to the idea of bringing back chattel slavery. So does that answer your question?
Well, it kind of answers my question. I guess my point is what stops for, like, a different country such as, like, England or, you know, like Russia or something like that coming in and just taking over if this, like, society came into effect?
People defending themselves?
Okay, I guess, you know, like, they just have, like, military more than we do. Like, they have bombs and all that.
Okay, here's my question for you. What is it that they are going to bomb in a voluntary society?
I guess they just kill people.
Well, I mean, in order to take over a country, typically the way you do it is you go and you defeat the other country's military, and then one military defeats another military, and then the military that won then has to occupy that country.
Right. They go to the capital of whatever that country is, nominally or in fact, and then they say they hang their flag where
we're
the other
in
flag
charge
was,
now.
And then they say, we're in charge.
And then people will either go along with it or they won't. In many cases, they won't, and you'll have to deal with uprisings and insurgencies and things like that, and you get a situation that's, you know, similar to what you've seen happening in Iraq, for instance.
And Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, where it's just endless conflict and violence. And so, you know, most countries, you know, they're just not ready for that. They're not built for that. Can you imagine trying to occupy the entirety of the United States of America? It would be very, very difficult for them to do that. And
okay,
because they wouldn't, in a voluntary society, they wouldn't have governmental structures to overtake. They wouldn't have a central command to defeat. They would have essentially a decentralized group of people that would be fighting for their freedom, and no one would be in charge. So if they took out one group of freedom fighters, then there would be other groups that didn't even know that other group existed that would continue defending their land and their property. You're talking about a very, very expensive an expensive fight, and most of those countries today are not really invading many other countries. It does happen still. Some countries, you know, some governments do invade other countries, but for the most part, people have learned that that's a pretty expensive affair in both lives and actual dollar costs.
Okay, my second question is, how do you exactly plan on having money? Seeing how money is, like, printed by the government, I mean, if anyone can just print money, how do you control the standard of what stuff is worth? Well, I mean, I can understand going to, like, backing with gold, but
right.
actually, unless you pay with actual gold.
Well, a good example would be the Liberty Dollar. You would have independent currencies popping up that were backed by something, and it would be up to people to evaluate that. And, for example, if somebody were to mint a one-ounce silver coin or and a one-ounce gold coin, that's something that has value, and that could be exchanged in the marketplace. Mises used to say that all real money is created in the marketplace. So if you didn't have gold or silver, maybe you grow corn on your property. You
right.
could trade that for something else.
And you're living in a world where you see governments printing money. But the vast majority, and even the recent history in the United States and around the world, banks issued money. And they issued money as a...
warehouse receipts. Right.
Right. It was a piece of paper. It was a note saying that we have this thing, usually gold or silver, in our vault. And this piece of paper allows the bearer to be able to get that thing.
Well, I guess my question is how do you back what gold is worth if you don't have some monetary value of it? And if you don't have a consensual monetary value, how do you say what gold's
worth? Well, you could denominate it in ounces. You could say, well, my services are an ounce of silver per hour. You wouldn't have to use dollars as a number. You could use the actual weight of it instead, which actually is a better way to do it. Even back when we had the gold standard, we had this contrived thing called the dollar, which at that time was roughly just under an ounce of silver, and 20 of them was, an ounce of gold was about 20 of them, and that was a bit outside the market, free market as well, in a sense. But the cleanest way to do it is just to do it by weight rather than by any kind of currency value.
Right, Eric. It's very easy. Here, let me try it out on you. Here, I need a ditch dug in my yard. It's about 10 feet long, and I need it 2 feet deep. And I've got a shovel that you can use to do it, Eric. I will give you an ounce of silver to do that. Is that acceptable to you or not acceptable?
That's acceptable.
Acceptable? See,
hell of a deal.
Right. Actually, you went rather cheap. I would have gone as high as 10, but it doesn't matter. We just managed to set a price.
So we can come back if you got another question. Hang on, Eric. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And of course, it would be the market that would be setting prices on things. Buyers and sellers coming together and agreeing on prices. That's how prices are set.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks worth of great tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what's on your mind. If you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask for your vote over at the Podcast Awards. It's a once-a-year opportunity to help get Free Talk Live one of the most coveted awards in the podcasting world, and you can do that by going to podcastawards.com. In fact, I think it may be the only podcasting award out there. They have several different categories, however, and we are nominated, thanks to listeners like you nominating us, we are nominated in the political category for the fifth time, and we have won the prior four times, so this could be, hopefully will be, our fifth in a row.
And only if you go vote.
Right, right. It's up to you to make this happen. We can't do this without you. So please go to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page, look about the third category from the bottom on the right-hand side. That's where the political category is going to be. Again, there are a lot of categories to scroll through. But select Free Talk Live, scroll down a little further, and fill out the required information. You may be email verified to make sure you're a real person, not some sort of robot script that is cheating. So please go to podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live, and we would much appreciate that. It's a big deal for us when we win this thing because it allows us to claim that we're an award-winning podcast and radio show.
Yeah, I use this particular award in every day in the marketing of Free Talk Live.
And if we win this year, or when we win this year with your help, we'll be able to claim we beat Rush Limbaugh. This year, we're up against Rush Limbaugh. We've defeated Barack Obama. We've defeated George Bush in the past.
But, well, I'd prefer we not even talk about old Rush in this particular thing, because if he mentions just one time on his show that he's on, we're done. Sorry.
Probably done. True. Probably true. But nonetheless, it still will be nice to beat him, and we can do it with your help. If you go and vote for Free Talk Live in the political category at podcastawards.com. I think Eric's still with us in Illinois. Eric, you're back on Free Talk Live with some good questions about the voluntary society and fiat currency and replacing fiat currency, which is essentially a government-dictated currency where they can print as much as they want out of thin air, basically. Replacing that with market money, where people in the marketplace, banks and other institutions, would figure out ways to provide money to people. And, of course, the market would decide on what was the best currency and what was the most useful version of the different ones that are on the market. And so your question, are you still there, Eric?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so did we answer the question about how prices would be set appropriately for you?
It sounds like you mean to have, like, a barter system between the individuals that are doing the business transaction, and that seems very reasonable to me. Like, it makes perfect sense. I just don't understand how you would come to terms of, like, setting an actual, like, standard for gold, like an actual value that it has.
Well, gold's valued by the things that one might purchase from it. Remember that this isn't difficult. Gold was the currency and has been the currency basically accepted worldwide for most of civilized culture. So it's not too difficult. Essentially, gold would come in denominations of coins. They would be 1 ounce coins. They would be half ounce coins. They'd be quarter ounce coins. Silver would come in different allotments too, and people would understand the relative difference between them. You know, say silver is 1/20 of gold or whatever. It was the marketplace decided was the difference.
I want my gold on a card. I don't want to have to carry that stuff around.
And you will get that,
yes.
Because banks will issue it in that fashion.
Right.
And they will allow you access to your gold and to other people's gold through accounts. And those banks will take money in order to do that. Or they'll lend out your money, and you'll give it to them for a period of time so that they can make money on it, and that's how you'll get your account. However, and that's what things are going to be worth. I mean, essentially, people will exchange certain goods and services. They'll become norms with the information the Internet allows. Just imagine, everybody's going to have something like a smartphone, Eric, in 20 years. So these kind of bits of information are going to be intuitive and very easy for people to know. You're not going to see swindling so much like I just swindled you on the ditch that I was having dug at my house in the last segment. And so, you know, you won't see that because people will sort of understand what gold and silver are worth.
And you have people on their smartphones monitoring the value of gold and silver by the moment, by the second, sometimes maybe before a transaction. But you have a very informed, communicative populace now that you didn't have 100 years ago. So it's actually the time is more ripe than ever to have a free market economy.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my questions.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
I was listening yesterday about the Government is Good website. And
yeah.
From what I can tell, the guy's opinion is of getting rid of government, like, right now, and not letting it take the time to, like, progress into a voluntary situation. And I would think he would be actually correct if we were to just get rid of government right now. So...
Well, there are a lot of claims on that particular website. I'm not going to say he's right about much of anything, because whatever
I
looked at there was pretty awful.
I wouldn't say he's right, because I'm definitely against government, but the idea of just getting rid of government right now, like if we just dropped it, it would probably turn the world into, like, shambles.
Yeah, I think that there needs to be steps taken.
Mm-hmm.
We often give different steps on how to move in a particular area of society. You know, say education will give steps on how to move from where we are today to a more voluntary or completely voluntary educational system. And I think that there need to be steps in certain areas. I think that the areas that are scariest for people are areas like roads, cops, courts, perhaps the military. Those are areas that that people believe that governments are definitely needed for.
Thank you, Eric, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Robert, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
I got a letter in the mail from my local city government, Philadelphia.
It's a love letter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, they love a lot. It's the first thing you see are big bold letters saying violation notice of failure to file tax return. And it
Uh-oh.
Goes on to tell me that I've failed to file tax returns for the year of 2007.
Now, this is for the city of Philadelphia?
Yeah, the city, the city of Philadelphia.
So you have an income tax in the city?
We not only have an income tax, but if you're like myself, where you are a business person, self-employed, you pay what's called a business privilege tax because
Whoa.
It's a privilege to do business here in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
So last year for me, that amounted to $2,750.
Wow.
Sounds like a shakedown to me.
Isn't it incredible that just because I'm not employed by someone else, I have to pay thousands of dollars a year more? I don't
Unbelievable.
Understand that.
Well, they want to do whatever they can. Oh, I understand it. They want to do whatever they can to restrict the marketplace so their buddies who've been around in whatever the various different industries are protected from upstarts like you.
Yeah, and it's a huge union town. Philadelphia is run by its unions, and I would say it probably ties into it somehow. And just the very name, the business privilege tax, drives me insane. Not quite as insane as writing that check does, but pretty close.
Yeah, I do. The business privilege tax is very funny. This is it's a privilege to do business here in Philadelphia. It's the city of brotherly love, after all, so pay up.
Show us you love us.
Yeah. Your accent's not that bad there.
Hey, you could just vote with your freaking feet,
Hey, let me get another. I know you had more you wanted to tell me about this letter, and I want to get to that. But just give me a little, if you don't mind, if it's too personal, you can certainly say no. But can you give us a picture of what are some of the other amounts that you're paying to live and do business in Philadelphia? I mean, it's $2,700 a year just for the business privilege tax. What else are you shelling out?
Our sales tax is 8%. They just raised that 1% last month, actually. They added another percent onto it because the city strapped, like, everyone and everyone else and every other, municipality around.
How'd they raise that 1%? Did everybody get to vote on it and they got the... Hey, that happens.
That was a good laugh.
Yeah, I'm not going to even bother answering that. They simply made a decision and it was done.
Nice.
Like everything else in this country these days.
Well, down where we come from, they had to trot out the cheerleaders on the corners of the streets to get people to vote for a tax increase, which they did. Dutifully, they went because the kids wanted it, right? So they went on and they did it. But you're saying they just arbitrarily did it there in Philly. So $2,700 a year to do business in Philly, an 8% sales tax. What else? Property tax?
Plus whatever the income tax is. I'm not sure offhand. I think it's 4.5%.
So what kind of a check did you cut for income tax last year?
I'm not sure.
Thousands?
Because it's wrapped up in other things, and I have an accountant. I don't do my taxes because I'm mathematically retarded.
But you're paying the city of Philadelphia, you're paying the state of Pennsylvania, and you're paying the federal government all income tax?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Unbelievable. And property taxes as well.
Property taxes, I will say, are lower in Philadelphia than most other places. My property taxes are about $1,000 a year.
$1,000 a year. All right, I'm going to bring you back. You can tell us the rest of your story here in a moment if you don't mind. Hang through the news. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live. More with Robert in moments.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.